Many travelers to Los Angeles find that the city's international airport is in need of an extreme makeover. A British news agency recently put LAX on its list of the world's 10 worst airports. CNPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports it's not what people expect when they visit America's glamour capital.
Here at Terminal 3 at LAX, there's a small newsstand, a couple of fast food restaurants, but mostly there are a lot of people just sitting around with nothing much to do.
The other day, musician Tony Parker was so bored waiting for his flight that he pulled out his guitar.
Coming in a Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Parker wonders why a town that's so tied to Hollywood has an airport so lacking in pizzazz.
Maybe there could be a show business motif, like a big mural of Marilyn Monroe or James Dean or something to show that we're Hollywood.
LAX has been in plenty of movies and TV shows, but there's nothing glitzy about seven grim terminals that long ago started to look threadbare. What do passengers think? We asked John Brown, Steve Rowley, and Bell Lagman to name a few.
It's not that terribly sexy.
It's a throwback to the 70s.
It could use a facelift, you know, a new coat of paint or something. Yeah, it looks kind of dreary already.
61 million passengers come through LAX every year, and some of those we spoke with said they'd love to see some frills, like chair massages, a movie theater, a video arcade, music listening stations, something besides the uninviting stark concrete walls. Even one of LAX's top executives, Jim Ritchie, agrees it lacks charm.
No, I would not say it's a first-class airport. In fact, take a look how we're ranked. We're not ranked very well because you go to Seoul, Korea, Beijing, anywhere in Japan, you go to Singapore, Europe, throughout the United States, Dallas, Atlanta, JFK, you will find, and I regret to report this, that We are behind everybody else.
Behind, Ritchie says, with an outmoded design and aging infrastructure, the terminals are so cramped with baggage screening devices, passengers sometimes have to line up outside along the curb. Much of the plumbing and ventilation has seen better days. Plus, LAX isn't ready to fully accommodate the new giant Airbus 380, which is too big for the runways and gates. Add to that the occasional mishaps that plague LAX.
We have, unfortunately, over the years, been ranked number one, two, or three in runway incursions, a situation where airplanes have a near miss on the ground, whether it's an airplane and a baggage cart or whatever. We on the North Runway have had, it was 1991, I think, we had a tragic mid-air collision.
Ritchie says over the next decade, LAX will spend $4 to $6 billion to widen the runways, add new eco-friendly terminals and gates, new parking structures, and people movers. Construction crews are already sprucing up the customs area at the international terminal. When they finish next year, there will be new lights and new baggage carousels. Welcome news, since one customs official was recently quoted saying the place is dungeon-like and depressing. On the brighter side is LAX's landmark restaurant, Encounters. Its elevator has its own theme music, and it's housed in a building that looks like a space station from a kitschy 1960s sci-fi movie. But even the restaurant has had a close encounter. Airport executive Ritchie says earlier this year, a 1,000-pound piece of stucco fell from one of the restaurant's corroded arches.
It's indicative of our neglect over time, of not modernizing all the time. We have a lot to catch up on.
Today, scaffolding covers the building as workers retrofit and replace the steel skeleton. The restaurant was closed for months, but Encounters is back in business now, offering a killer view of the entire airport. Manager Kenneth Merritt says travelers can again enjoy the iconic restaurant's interior, designed by Disney.
Well, it's all like a Jetsons-type style, 60s, you know, with the big psychedelic lava lamps.
Space age.
Yeah, space, like you're on the mothership, but you're not really going anywhere.
As for the rest of LAX, so what if it needs a makeover? In this town, that's to be expected. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
And you can hear more of that 1971 song, LA International Airport, at our website, npr.org.